Hello, this is Jill with More Welsh, and I'm just introducing you to another in the Feldenkrais inspired download series. One of the processes, one of the foundation principles in the Feldenkrais method is to do with something that we call reversibility. So what do I mean by reversibility? Well, let's supposing that you go to stand up from a chair and you want to sit down in the chair, maybe from the same standing configuration, you'd be able to repeat the same movement in the opposite direction. Say, for example, if you were to come to sit on a chair right now, and as you're sitting on the chair, what I'd like you to do is just literally to think about how you would sit in order to be able to stand up. And thinking about how you stand up from a chair isn't necessarily something that you would spend much time doing. But that's all I'd like you to do. So as you're listening to me now, I'd like you to stand up and sit down. Oh, of course, as soon as we start to bring our attention to something, the chances are that we do actually change what we do. So come and sit yourself down. Now, let's imagine as you're sitting there, the phone rings. Let's pep the pace up a little bit. The phone rings and you get up from your chair and you're going to walk off quickly. So, well, there you go. Stand up and you're just going to walk. And then you come back and sit down again. And just do that a couple of times. Just literally stand up, take a few steps, all right? And then what I want you to do is, after you've done it a couple of times, and the second or third time, I want you to actually just notice what your legs do. Which foot's in front of the other one? Are they both level? Is one foot tending to be in front of the other when you go to stand up? And just do this, you know, at this sort of pace, you know, you're just standing up, walking across the room, phone's rung, got to go and answer it, stand up. Which foot's in front? Is it the same foot? Is it a different foot each time? What does it feel like to do this, standing up and walking from the chair? It's probably pretty familiar. I mean, if you think about it, if you do get up and walk, then standing up and walking across the room from a chair is going to be something that you're going to tend to do quite a number of times during the day. So let's think of this a little bit further. Maybe if you're at work, you might have a desk and a chair. How do you get up off that chair? You know, would you push the chair back from the desk and then turn it and stand and walk? Would you, I don't know, how would you do it? It's interesting, isn't it, when we begin to start to think about how we do what we do. Because so many times when people come to see me, they'll say something along the lines of, well, I get pain when I lift a box. But you see, we all can lift a box in 1,000,000,000 different ways. And then they'll say something, oh, well, I know how to lift properly because I always bend my knees. But when we do what we do have our unique way of doing it. And the interesting thing is that sometimes we'll know how somebody else would do something, but we won't know how we do it ourselves because we're not outside of ourselves looking in. So when you come to stand up from the chair, having done this a few times quickly, I'd just like you now to put one foot in front of the other as you come to stand up. And it doesn't matter if it's your left foot or your right foot, just one foot in front of the other. And just come and stand up. And sit down. Do that a couple of times. And then put the other foot in front and just notice what it feels like with that foot in front. Whichever foot or configuration, whether it's feet close into the chair or out, whichever feels comfortable to you, and go back to doing it the way you'd normally do it. As you go back to doing what you'd normally do, Just notice if your big toes are getting involved in the movement at all. Is your big toe pushing into the ground at all when you come up into standing? Is your big toe helping you when you go to sit down? Then what about your little toe? What does your little toe do when you come to stand and sit? Is it actually actively doing anything? Is there any difference between the pressure going through your big toe and the pressure going through your little toe? Is it the same? Is it different? And what about the heel of your foot? Is there any pressure going through the heel of your foot? The inside of the heel? The outside of the heel? Where does the pressure go? What about the relationship between the pressure on the front of your foot, the ball of your foot, and the heel? Is it the same or is it different? So just notice this idea of putting pressure in different places, and if it's the same, so bringing your attention to different parts of the sole of your foot on the preferred foot. Then just let that go. Just let that go. Allow yourself just to be easy and comfortable in the chair. And then just think about what's happening with your weight when you go to stand up. So again, put your feet however you would normally like them to be. And as you go to stand up, are you using your hands on the arms of the chair? Are you pushing on the arms? Are you leaning forward? Are you staying with your weight back? Just spend a little bit of time exploring what actually goes on when you come to stand up. Do you look down? Do you look up? What are you looking at? Are you looking towards, say, the phone, if it was to be the phone you were imagining ringing, or the door if you were to be walking to the door? Or are you looking down at the floor? There's all of these small patterns and habits that we get into, of course, have a huge effect on muscle groups that we use and the way that we lengthen and keep our tissues nice and pliable. So a lot of people who sit at the chair tend to sit quite slumped with a rounded back, and it can be that over time that becomes almost impossible to iron out. So just come back to this idea of standing up, and maybe as you put your feet on the floor this time, just bringing your legs, your feet, so that they're level. And just put your hands, rest your hands onto your knees. So just very lightly rest them softly onto your knees. And all I want you to do is just be beginning to start to slide your hands just down the inside of your knees. And just down your shins a little way. And then round the front of your lower leg, just below your knees. And then just slide them on the outside of your knee back up onto your thigh. So you're just making like a little circle with your hands around your knees. So your hands are going down on the inside, sliding down your leg just nice and gently, just as far as you feel comfortable to go. Elbows go around the outside of your knees, and then they slide back up again. And you can feel and hear probably me doing the same movement at the same time. It's quite a nice movement, and you'll find that your hands are naturally, so that your right hand is sort of naturally going in a clockwise direction, and your left hand is naturally going in an anti-clockwise direction. So just allow yourself to slide down. So as far as you feel comfortable, and if you feel as if you want to put your feet a little bit further apart or together or whatever it may be to enable you to be able to just gently if you like, bend in the middle, just sort of bend in the center. You just nice and easily jackknife and bend in the middle as your hands are sliding down on the front of your shin around the legs so that your elbows are going out. And then you slide your hands up on the outside of the legs. So slowly, slowly, allowing yourself to be nice and soft, allowing your head to be soft and your rib cage to be soft, so that as you curl forwards and your head goes down, everything is nice and soft as your arms are going in this easy circling configuration. And as your arms go around the outside of your legs, your elbows opening as you slide your hands back up. You'll feel how the opening of your elbows can enable you to lift yourself up. So as you slide your hands down, everything's curling. You're crouching if you like, your head is going down. As you slide your arms around the outside and you lift your hands up, everything comes up again. That's it. And then this time, I want you to lead the movement with your chin. So as you're sliding your hands down on the inside of your legs, I want you just to let your chin come forward a little bit. So you're lengthening your spine out this time. So before when you did it, everything was curling up. Now, although the arms are going down on the inside, you're just lengthening a little. And then as you slide your hands back on the outside, you're just keeping this nice long spine. So a little bit of curling, but make sure that chin's leading. That's right. And feel how your legs are moving at this time. So as your hands are sliding and your elbows are opening, feel as if there is any similar movement and opening with your hips. And just do it very gently, very easily. Remember, you don't want to put a strain on yourself if you have any issues with back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain. Just go very simply. And you can use one of the other principles from the Feldenkrais method, and that is this principle of guiding your own imagination. So you can do the entirety of the movement in your imagination. And I mentioned this business of reversibility. So let's just see if you can reverse this movement now. So this time you're going to slide your hands down the outside of your legs, around, underneath your knees, slide them in and come back up. So first of all, you're going to slide them inside, down on the insides of your legs, down on the fronts of your shins, around in front of your knees, your elbows going outside your knees and then back up on the outside, so that you're going clockwise round your right knee and anti-clockwise around your left knee. And then you're going to swap over, you're going to change direction. So this time, as you slide down, you're sliding down the outside of your legs. Your right hand is now going anti-clockwise. The left hand is going clockwise. You slide below your knees, bring your elbows in between, and then come back up. So you're just doing it all in a very nice, easy flow. And as you're doing this movement of just sliding your hands down your legs, just notice if you can gently go maybe just a little bit further, a little bit of a further exploration. Just take it steady and easily. No pushing, no trying, no holding your breath. Although notice what would happen. You can try it. Take a breath in, hold your breath, and then try and do that bending in the middle and sliding. And notice what it feels like to be moving now with your rib cage held tight, and then let that go. Nice and soft. Allow yourself to notice if you can move and breathe at the same time. So a nice, easy way of letting this movement flow. So allow yourself to just bend in the middle. And as you're doing this sliding forward, notice how far in front of you, notice how far in front of you your head is going as you're sliding your hands around and round. Your head is almost certainly going in front of your feet. Okay? So this is what I'd like you to do now. I'd like you to come back to sitting. And as you think about coming up into standing this time, going back to whichever foot was in front of you, but I'd like you just to slide your hands down your legs, let your head just come forward, and then come up into standing and notice how much that leaning forward. You don't even have to come up into standing, just lift your bottom just perhaps a couple of millimeters off the chair. Notice how there's that point where you can have complete control through the movement, just that lifting up. You can have that element of complete control, so you can choose to stop the movement at any time. And this is another one of the principles of the Feldenkrais method, is that you can actually control the movement and stop it. You have so much control that if you choose to want to change direction at any time, you can do, because you're in a point of balance. And oftentimes when we come to stand up or sit down, if I was to say to you as you go to sit in the chair, just stop right there and hold it, you'd find you couldn't, because at that point you're just using gravity and momentum to let you drop into the chair. So it's quite interesting just to notice what it feels like to do this very simple movement of sliding your hands around and allowing yourself just to lean forward a little bit more and a little bit more and a little bit more, just to allow yourself to get more and more of a sense of getting your weight naturally coming forwards, so that actually it's the least amount of effort possible to enable you to come up safely and securely and stand on those feet. So just practicing this first little element of considered standing. And thank you very much, and I hope you've enjoyed this process, which fits in with some of the arthroscopy and the considered walking processes that we've been doing before. And I wish you good luck in doing them. And this is me, Jill Wigmore Welsh, just signing off from here, Reading in Berkshire. If you happen to be around here in Reading, you're always welcome to come along to one of the awareness through movement classes that I run here in Reading. And I will shortly be beginning to start some running, some up in London as well. If not, and we might connect also on the Feldenkrais Download Facebook page that I've got, or else you can always leave me some feedback here and I'll pick it up from wherever you are, all over the world. Have a lovely rest of the day.